USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A set of earthquakes rocked Southern California at 2 a.m. Pacific time Wednesday morning. A magnitude 4.2 earthquake was reported about 10 miles off the coast of Malibu, according to the initial report from the U.S. Geological Survey. It was followed by possible aftershocks of magnitudes 3.5 just 3 minutes later and 2.8 about 19 minutes after that. An average of 25 earthquakes and magnitudes between 4 and 5 occur every year in California and neighboring Nevada. New emails being released this week from the Hunter Biden laptop reveal more damaging information against the Biden family, including the President of the United States. Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax overnight.
This is the access, the information you're going to have if you pay us a couple million dollars and put us on your board.
Right.
This is just the blueprint of how the Bidens were selling access, profiting off a family name.
A tornado in Houston, Texas, Tuesday covered quite a bit of ground.
Skies turned dark and freight train sounding winds roared through parts of the Houston area. This man telling KPRC-TV that he rode out the tornado in his home.
I just heard a big boom. The back windows blew out of the house, and we just started seeing stuff flying past the house. First thought was to go to the bathroom. I was like, the bathrooms all have windows in them, and one of the windows is blown out. I was like, we got to get somewhere, and we huddled in the hallway until it passed. It was really crazy.
Damage to homes and trailers, along with collapsed buildings being reported in parts of southeast Houston, as well as in nearby Deer Park and Pasadena, Texas. So far, no serious injuries or fatalities have been reported. I'm John Schaefer.
Country music star Chris Stapleton will perform at next month's Super Bowl to sing the national anthem. R&B legend Babyface will perform America the Beautiful. The Super Bowl will take place February 12th at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. This is USA News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy.
Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy kicks to the curb Democrats Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell from the Intelligence Committee, saying they were not fit to serve.
The Intel Committee's responsibility is the national security to America, but integrity matters. And they have failed in that place from Adam Schiff using a position of the Intel chair, lying to the American public again and again. You have the Inspector General say it. You watch the editorial in the Wall Street Journal. And I'm sorry. Swalwell, when Eric Swalwell would be in the private sector and can't get a security clearance there, we are not going to provide him with the secrets to America.
Some are calling it an act of retribution for how Democrats treated Republicans when they were in the majority of the House. Ticketmaster had some explaining to do on Capitol Hill Tuesday.
Live Nation President Joe Berchtold to the Senate Judiciary Committee said professional scalpers and bots manipulating online systems compromised the Swift Tour sale back in November.
We apologize to the fans. We apologize to Ms. Swift.
But for years, the monopolistic arrangement enjoyed by Live Nation and Ticketmaster, where the company is often simultaneously the promoter, venue, and ticketing agent, can lead to a bad experience for artists and fans. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
January 25th is officially National Irish Coffee Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.